Welcome to the very first episode of The Scare Guy, where we celebrate everything that's scary fun. Woo-hoo! This week we preview Scare LA, California's premier horror convention that celebrates everything about Halloween, and we preview all the cool movies and events coming up this Halloween season. We're excited to have you guys tune in.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
All right. As we said, welcome to The Scare Guy. This is the scarier side of the con guy. So you can find The Scare Guy at thescareguy.com. You can follow us on Twitter at thescareguy.com. Instagram, thescareguy.com. Our social media director, Cheeseman on the Couch, has set all that stuff up for us. We have a great show tonight, a bunch of great guests. We're going to be talking about Scare LA, which is coming up just this weekend down at the LA Convention Center. My name is Jim. I am the managing editor, Jim Fry, the managing editor of The Scare Guy. You can find me at Con Guy Jim right now. And who else we have next to me?
Hi, my name is Derek. I contribute to theconguy.com, and you can find me on Twitter at conguyderek.
Hi, my name is Laura. I'm the creator and executive producer of Scare LA, coming up this August 5th and 6th.
And I'm Elena Jordan. You guys can always catch me here pretty much on AfterBuzz TV, and I'm a host for Popcorn Talk Network as well, and I'm excited to be back with you guys.
We are so excited to have Elena back
it's
with
been
us.
So long.
Yes.
And I'm Luke Cheeseman, also known as Cheeseman on the Couch. I guess I'd use that con guy, Luke. Is that what we have as my Twitter still?
Yes.
And you can also find me on thescareguy.com. And we have an Instagram and Twitter, and soon to have a Facebook page. So keep an eye out for that.
It's all scareguy.com. So glad you guys are with us tonight. Now, when we talk about The Scare Guy, this is all things that are scary fun. You know, like anything that has to do with Halloween, anything that has to do with the horror movies coming up this fall, anything that has to do with great television shows. This is a fun topic. And I tell you what, this is the perfect group of people to have in here. I know Derek is not a specialist in this area.
No.
So we're going to scare him. But Elena, I am so glad you were back with us, because what are the shows that you are hosting on AfterBuzz right now?
Well, Teen Wolf, American Horror Story. We got a whole bunch that we're actually coming up right now that I'm excited about.
So the American Horror Story trailers.
And I did Ash vs. the Evil Dead too,
When does that come back? That comes back this fall, right?
Yeah, and that one we're really excited about too. We'll probably dive into that a little later, but we're going to get to live it at Halloween Horror Nights this year. So, fantastic.
Laura, Scare LA, the Southern California's premier Halloween and horror convention. So can you tell us a little bit about Scare LA? We're going to talk about it a little bit now and then dive in a little bit later as well.
Yeah, Scare LA started in 2013. We were the first fan convention dedicated entirely to Halloween, and we decided to bring Halloween to the summer. Out of all times of the year, we figured why not get an early start, get ready for October, get our groove on. So we opened up in downtown Los Angeles. This is our year 5, and we're actually moving the show back to LA, where it started, to the LA Convention Center. So now we've grown so much that we're actually taking over the big
That's
building.
Fantastic. So, last year it was at the Pasadena Convention Center. That's where I picked up this guy. I got him at Scare LA last year in Pasadena.
It's the Creature of the Black Lagoon, for those of you just listening.
Oh, my favorite, my absolute favorite. And I was actually there when you guys were, I think it was the Reef downtown LA.
Yes.
I was there when
first
you guys started.
So we had it's been a crazy explosive growth, and we couldn't be more excited about this fifth year. It's our kind of first milestone. It feels like we've finally grown up and joined the big league. So it's a huge pressure. We're actually just about 4 days away from the show itself and 2 days away from load-in. So I can't even, I don't know what I'm doing here. I should probably head back and start working.
It's so funny because right before the show starts tonight, like she was very, very stressed out, and like she's getting no sleep, no anything. We got her here. She's like, I've got to order up massage tonight just so I can keep on going. So she's a massage happening tonight after the show just so,
so
she can continue.
If she ducks out of the show early, that's why. She's got an appointment to get to.
Some of the big things that we might expect to see this year at Scare LA, things that fans are going to be excited about.
Well, I'll start with the biggest and the one that I think we just recently announced as a super big reveal, because we hit 100,000 fans on our social media channels across Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Right. So we got a huge surprise, which is that somebody from Tales from the Crypt. And I'll let you guess who that might have been. But he's actually going to be the official host of Scare LA 2017.
Wait, Cheeseman, can you do the voice?
I know we said no trivia, but
I have never tried that before.
Uh, The crypt keeper himself.
Yeah. So John Kasser is going to actually be at the Scarlet show floor on a microphone all weekend long, making announcements and broadcasting throughout the entire show. So he'll be announcing all the panels, the presentations, the cool things, and he's going to be, you know, talking about some other things there that will surprise us too. But we've prepared an amazing lineup. This is actually the most diverse our program has ever been since Scarlet started. We're going to have Phantom Ravager cast reunion at the...
Okay, I was talking about that before the show. Yeah. Phantasm Ravager is having the full screening and the full cast there. That's amazing. Phantasm is one of those great movies from the 70s that is just...
Gonna be
ruined my childhood.
Awesome. We also have the cast of Walking Dead the game. All the voice actors are coming together, so the characters that you play with, that you hear on your game screens, they are going to be at Scarlet talking about their experience.
That Telltale game too is like one of the best ever, so that's so cool that they're gonna be
It's gonna be amazing. Obviously Universal Studios Hollywood Halloween Horror Nights are gonna be back with a big reveal. They've promised, they haven't told us what it is. It's always a surprise. And really, anything from incredible VR experiences like It. We're going to have the It VR experience.
That one I'm so excited about. Yes. The float. Ugh.
Float cinematic VR experience. I think it's going to be pretty amazing.
Luke actually experienced that down at Comic-Con. He'll tell us a little bit, give us a sneak peek about that a little bit later on in the show.
World premiere of Flatline, which is a virtual reality...
I'm looking at that right now. What is
that? ...death experience. Yeah. You will be sitting in an ambulance and experiencing your own death. So basically they took... stories from all of these people that flatlined at some point in their lives and kind of what they saw and what they felt during that time.
And so they kill you and revive you.
They strangle you for about 5 minutes. It's in VR, so I think it's about as safe as you can do this.
Do you get hugged when it's over, when you come out?
Kevin
do they
Bacon
like, I'm so glad
down.
You're alive?
Yeah, do you have a room for counseling afterwards?
Yeah.
That's something you might want to think about. We have a giant interactive hall, which is about 60,000 square feet of a dark hall with a carnival, a circus, city streets, and slider shows, knife fights in the cemetery.
I'm looking at the Night Circus. What is the Night Circus?
The Night Circus is actually one of the former Ringling Brothers. Ringmasters has created this new circus that's kind of reviving the U.S. Circus tradition and doing a special creepy show at Scarlet. So they are basically taking their show and making it a little bit darker and spookier for just our fans. They're going to be doing 3 shows every day throughout the weekend. So you can actually be inside a convention hall, inside a circus. Can't get any better than that.
It's going to
be
awesome.
Aerialists and acrobats and the full shebang.
All right. Well, we are going to dive into some of the classes, if you can kind of walk us through a little bit later in the show. But for right now, can we talk for a second about your convention seems to be on the cutting edge, the front side of a huge wave that's just kind of sweeping the country, which is the love of Halloween. And it's kind of crazy, you know, like our other shows that, you know, about cons and comic cons and how like they've kind of like overtaken the pop culture now. But right now, this love of Halloween for the 3 months leading up to Halloween and for many people all year long has been this giant thing, this craze. So I have a question for everybody. When did your love of Halloween and horror start? What did it for you? Cheeseman? What did it for you?
I'll try to be brief, but my story started as a little child, being the kid in the grocery store that I actually had my mom talk to the grocery, like, they had all, like, the horror movies set out, and then there's, like, the Freddy Krueger, like, VHS tape, and it would just scare me to walk by, because it was, like, right, like, when you're going to the produce right in the beginning, I'm like, can you put that somewhere else, because I can't look at that or whatever, and then my mom actually talked to him, like, can you do something about that? They never did, but it was just funny that I'm, like, terrified of the Chucky covers, all these horror movie cases used to, like, scare me to death as a kid. But then when I hit around 8 years old, Jaws was on TV the first time, and I had to look away on different parts.
The shirt you're wearing right now.
The shirt I'm wearing right now.
Yep.
So I became obsessed with that movie, even though I didn't watch it all the way through. And then by the time I was, like, 10 or 11, I was able to watch it all the way through. And then my friend Jake, who you'll probably hear about through thescareguy.com and different things, he'll be helping us. He actually kind of got me into the whole horror movie thing. I'd go over his house, tell my parents the good PG movies I saw, but not tell them I watched like Friday the 13th, Halloween,
all the classics,
all the Nightmare on Elm Street and all that stuff. So when middle school hit, we were watching everything. And then he gave me a bootlegged copy of Scream that he ripped from Blockbuster and even took like the made like ransom letters for the VHS tape stickers. And then I watched it so much at home, my mom took it away and hid it from me because every time someone would come over, like, let's watch Scream. But eventually she gave it back, and that's kind of my story of.
And then last year we were able to go to the 20th anniversary of Scream showing out here in Los Angeles. Yeah. That was kind of cool. Now, Elena, you seem to embody this time of year. I remember last year you threw the best Halloween party at your house. That was amazing. When did it start for you?
My family is all super duper into Halloween. So growing up, I was just immersed in it. So my aunt always will decorate her whole house just super intricately and will take everything out of all the display cabinets and replace it with potions and things just to look extra cool. And my cousin does special effects, too. So he made a full guillotine one year that was what looked like a functional guillotine. So there was a real blade that you could cut things, but then it would trigger a fake blade that then landed, and there was two people. So one would drop while the other one's hands were up, and it looked incredibly realistic. He made a real version of his head that you could then reach up and pull out. This was for an 8-year-old's Halloween party. He made this. So it was, my whole life has basically been when they do Halloween, it's not like, here, we just put like a little bat sticker on something. It's like, we made a real bat and it's flying around. Like, just ridiculously epic. So
that's awesome. Wow.
For me, actually, it started with movies. Mm-hmm. I grew up, born and raised in Europe, so I remember back when I was little, there was they didn't show R-rated movies on television. Mm-hmm. Until Saturday after midnight. Mm-hmm. So you had to literally like stay up, and I'd like, my mom, I don't know why on earth she would let me do this, but she'd actually let me stay up until midnight or one on Saturday to watch the only kind of really horror R-rated movies that were on television at the time. So When a Stranger Calls is the first movie that got me into this, and that was, and to this day I think phone ringing is probably one of the most terrifying experiences I can think of late at night when you're alone. And then Halloween itself, actually I grew up carving jack-o'-lanterns out of watermelons. So we used to get in the summers these giant piles of watermelons that would be dropped in the farmers markets, and you'd get them, and you know, what do you do with them when they're done? So we'd started carving these jack-o'-lanterns. So my entire family, we had this huge summer jack-o'-lantern carving tradition.
Awesome.
Which really kind of ties into Halloween in the summer with Scare-A-Lay now somehow very strangely.
It's in your blood.
It's in my blood. It was meant to be.
Watermelon jack-o'-lanterns. Yes. All through Scare-A-Lay.
Yeah, yeah.
This is
no,
like a tribute.
That would be great.
We tried. It's a little messy. Now we do them out of foam, but I still have this fantasy about like one day really going to town with a pile of watermelons.
And Derek, do you have any memories, special memories you want to share?
Right. I could. My relationship with Halloween is more complex, I guess, and I'd probably give a long and boring answer if I talk about it.
But give a short and exciting one.
I'll try. Okay. Well, I've always loved costumes and theatricality.
Yeah.
See, when I was a little kid and would go trick-or-treating, I lived in a small little neighborhood in West Virginia, and all the houses that around us that we could go to, we were related to the people there. So it was like great aunts and uncles and cousins who were giving us candy, and it was, we'd still thought our parents had to check the candy for some reason because that's what they always said on TV. But I didn't really get into horror movies. I'm still like slowly getting exposed to stuff now, but my
shock therapy.
Yeah. My freshman year of college, the college I had a dollar theater right next door. And we would go there and watch like stuff that had come out. It was, you know, just a few months later, but some of it was really badly done. And I was like, this is not scary. Like, what have I been worried about my whole life? I mean, just because I had a very active imagination as a child. But yeah, it turns out, like, and as I've learned a little more about some of the really well-done scary movies, even though I don't necessarily enjoy being really scared, I can appreciate, like, the skill it takes to do them well, and I love good storytelling and, like, the mood that things are created, and I think it's fascinating, like, the thematic nature of a lot of horror, you know, how, like, people are usually dealing with, like, the consequences of some sin in their past, and it's coming back to haunt them, and I think the psychology around that is just fascinating. So is that okay? Is that short enough?
No. One movie. Yeah. Just name one movie that you enjoyed.
One movie that you enjoyed that's a horror movie. Or at least a scary movie. A
scary movie? Well, at the time, I really liked Signs. I know it's weird to say
that's a fantastic movie.
Okay. Because M. Night Shyamalan kind of did some crazy stuff after a while. But
he went crazy, but he came back.
Yeah.
He came back. He's back in the fold. All right.
He redeemed himself.
Let me tell you what started with me. I was born into a Halloween family. I have no other way to say it. I was.
He was born in a pumpkin.
I almost was. My very first family picture is me sitting next to a pumpkin that my parents had carved. I bet you they had stuck me in that. Mom,
you
if you're watching
have been
this,
in that pumpkin at
I
some
think
point
they probably put
probably
me in that pumpkin.
There's no photo of it, but
at age two, they dressed me up as a little girl for Halloween.
That's weird.
And then they did it again for age three and age four. Oh my. So I guess they just thought it was funny. But we always carved the pumpkins. We started the trick or treating, and then we kind of that was fun. But then I was way too young to watch it. But I was completely corrupted and changed by the movie John Carpenter's Halloween. Mm. That's what did it for me. I saw that movie. I saw the television version. Actually, I was at a slumber party with a bunch of friends, and one of the kids had seen it, and he kind of ruined a lot of it.
Like, how telling old? Us,
pretty young.
What's young? Like seven?
Second grade. Yeah.
Okay.
And then it was on television. I watched it. And back then, it used to come on every year and stuff. And I remember my mom, she watched it with us, and for the next 2 or 3 weeks, she was screaming in her room, waking up screaming, having nightmares every night. And I was downstairs. I thought it was the funniest thing. I loved it.
Come on, you slept in their bed for
it
the
was
next
so
2 weeks.
So, and then, like, after that, like, Halloween became this thing, like, oh, Halloween's not just trick-or-treating. It's a time to get scared people. And then I personally started hosting and putting on and producing haunted houses at my house. So when trick-or-treaters came, they had to go through the haunted house first. And some people liked it, some didn't. I remember I was probably, like, in the middle school when I put on this big haunted house. We planned it for like all month, and then on Halloween night, all the actors didn't do what they were supposed to do, so I fired them all and said, Halloween's off. And then we just threw a party.
Canceled Halloween.
I was a hothead. Anyways, so Halloween's been a
surprise,
big part of my
surprise.
Life ever since then.
This is making up for your Halloween Grinchery.
Yeah. The Grinch. Who,
the
remember
Grinch
the Grinch?
Halloween.
Canceled Halloween.
Remember the Grinch came down on Halloween night? That was crazy. So, Derek, if you could quickly take us through. Speaking of scare conventions, we have a bulletin board. These are not Comic-Cons. These are scare, horror, and Halloween-themed conventions that are happening. Starting with
Scare LA in Los Angeles at the Los Angeles Convention Center this weekend, August 5th and 6th.
Yep.
And then Monster Mania Con in Baltimore at the Baltimore Marriott, August 18th and 20th. And then August 26th and 27th in Dallas-Fort Worth, Halloween and Haunt Fest show. And then next, Son of Monster Palooza is at the Burbank Marriott, September 15th and 17th. Mm-hmm. And one that I am very excited about, but will not get to see, unfortunately, is the Mothman Festival in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, yep. September 16th and 17th. Scarefest Horror and Paranormal Convention is September, let's see.
9th?
That's September 9th through October 1st. I think that's September 29th through October 1st.
You are correct. Yes. You are correct.
In Lexington, Kentucky.
All right. Now, we are doing something right now real quick. If it works, does it work? Countdown to Halloween. Anthony. This might work. Anyways, what we are doing...
There it is.
Remember this music? You may recognize this. This is the countdown to Halloween song from the movie. Anybody name the movie? Halloween 3. Halloween 3.
I didn't say it because you told me.
An absolutely terrible movie, but this theme is kind of rings true for everybody. So right now, this is our countdown to Halloween. These are the haunted attractions and events, the big ones that are happening across the country right now. Right here in California, we have a wealth of these things, and I don't apologize for it. I love living here because we have so much.
Unapologetically embracing it.
I mean, because they're all coming to Scare LA this next coming weekend to show off their wares. Not Scary Farm is happening September 21 through October 31. Over 1,000 creatures live shows. They're calling it the largest Halloween event in Southern California. Universal Hollywood's Halloween Horror Nights starts September 15th. You have a special connection over there. You're always up there, yeah?
I'm really excited, too. This is the first year in a couple years that they're bringing back the VIP experience, the RIP tour. So
nice.
I actually recommend if people want to go and check out Halloween Horror Nights.
How do those work?
First year. So you basically have a guide that will take you and a group through all the different mazes and will point out all the stuff to you, and then you get front-of-the-line passes for unlimited for the event. So then you get to go back and check out all the stuff.
Do you know what the scares are, though?
Really, it's amazing.
Were they
going to
jump out at you? Do you know the scares when they... So it like preps you, look, there's going to be a guy jumping out right there.
No, they won't do that. They won't do that.
Who's going to jump out?
Do they jump out when they're giving you the tour? Inside?
What do you mean? It's Halloween Horror Night, so yeah. You're experiencing the whole thing.
Okay, good.
I don't know what you're asking.
I didn't know if they like take you through and kind of show you the making of the... the haunted house.
Yeah, or no, it's not a behind the scenes of how it works. It's taking you front of the line to all the attractions. Yeah.
Get you out of all the riff
and then you go through it or
save the 4-hour wait.
I would enjoy that. I'd love to have a tour guide.
That
would
be possible.
Michael's going to pop out right there.
There's no behind the scenes or in the
So this starts September 15th, and what's cool this year, they're featuring The Shining. The Shining is going to be featured there.
Yes, it looks so cool already. They already have a lot of the mazes. They've been working on them. So the outside of The Shining looks really, really cool. It's the exterior of the maze, so it's all the shrubbery.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then they have all the fake trees bringing in for American Horror Story, Roanoke.
Oh, so they're doing that one?
Yeah, so they have all that set up. And then for Ash vs. the Evil Dead, they're actually working on Ash's trailer out front. You can kind of see it. So I'm assuming you'll go
I went to Halloween Horror Nights a couple of years ago, and it was fun, but I found out something about myself. Like, when I get scared, I laugh. Like, something makes me jump.
I do that, too.
Whatever I'm going to yell, it turns into a... Yeah. And so then they, like, don't want to jump out at me as much because they're like, oh, he's just laughing at everything. We'll scare this girl that's there with him, you know.
That's called psychosis.
That's why you cover your face while you're laughing. Because if you walk through like this, they'll jump out at you more.
So that starts September.
I'm not saying I want them to.
It starts September 15th up at Universal Studios Hollywood. And it goes, I think it even goes the weekend after Halloween.
It's a little bit into November. November 2nd.
And we're going to be there this year. I'm going September
22nd?
Two or three. It's one of the first couple of weekends there. But we're also heading over to Florida, Universal Orlando's Halloween Horror Lights and Halloween. That's a big mouthful.
It's a big
Universal Orlando Halloween Horror Nights in Florida, which are the same date, September 15th through November 4th.
You guys are going to that?
Yeah.
Down to that.
Double dip.
We'll have to come back and tell us which.
I did them both last year, and whereas Orlando has some that are better, they had one of the mazes out here that was just so much better. I forget, the Halloween maze here was better. John Carpenter's Halloween, and then
that
they had
awesome.
The woman who sneaks into your
La
bedroom.
Llorona?
Yes.
The La Llorona maze was incredible with the big creature that eats the kid.
Yes, that's the scariest thing of the whole thing.
And the giant hands underneath the bed.
There is a big difference between the two, though.
There is one big difference.
It has to do with beverages.
There are no beverages in California. There are free-flowing beverages in Orlando. So it makes for a different experience.
Yeah.
So
pre-game, pre-drink,
that sounds dangerous for the actors.
Every 15 feet, there's a bar in Florida. But I asked them. They said, "I've been told that California audiences cannot handle alcohol at their Halloween events." So
that does not surprise me.
I can vouch for that being true.
All that they do at the Queen Mary at Queen Mary's Dark Harbor, it's free flowing. Anyways, so there's also Hollow Scream at Busch Gardens Tampa in Florida. Mickey's Not So Scary is on both coasts.
I'll do that one.
That one's kind of fun. Cute. I figured you would like that one. Cedar Point, Hollow Weekend, Sandusky, Ohio is one of the largest ones in the Midwest. It starts September 15th through October 29th.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
Also, Halloween Haunt at Kings Island in Cincinnati, Ohio is one of the largest ones in the middle part of the country. Vegas is having the Fright Dome at Circus Circus. And, of course, all across the country, Six Flags Fright Fest will be happening. If you have some events you'd like us to talk about, send them to us. We can talk about them. These are some of the biggest ones that we were able to comb through. We don't have time to go through all of them, but we will be talking about them. You'll find links to each of these on our website. Also, real quick, how can people get tickets to ScareLA this week? We didn't ask you that.
ScareLA.com has all the info, and your tickets are right there.
Fantastic.
So Fear Freaks are already selling out, so if you like front-of-line experiences and you try to do that, make sure that you get those first because we only have ones left for Sunday.
I like that your website name is so easy.
Right?
ScareLA. All right.
If you don't know how to spell LA,
shouldn't be in LA.
As we head into the fall season, this is the time when all the big studios put out all their best horror movies. And so we do have a bunch coming out this fall. And starting September 1st with The Jackals. Now, we went through and looked at all the trailers earlier. I don't know a lot about The Jackals except for, what did you think about it? Does anyone know anything about it?
It had a little bit of like The Strangers kind of feel, but I don't know. The trailer didn't seem as good. I mean, it may be a great film, but the trailer didn't quite grab me yet.
A bunch of people trapped in a cabin, and
it looked like
come
The Strangers meets
them,
last season of American Horror Story because they're all wearing kind of almost like animal head type things.
But this next one, September 8th, is one of the biggest horror movies of the fall. It. Which is also being featured at Scare LA, the experience. Have you guys seen the trailer for this?
It is so
good. I can't wait.
That trailer is terrifying.
Everyone's losing their it over it.
You're losing it.
Losing it.
Yes. I think it is probably my most anticipated film that I can't wait to see this fall. And then this next one is probably a close second, Annabelle Creation, which is a continuation of the hunting.
Annabelle.
That's right. Annabelle, which is also an offshoot of. And you were about to say.
I was going to say, it's also going to be a cool, very groovy photo op based on Annabelle at Scare LA.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Nice.
And Sunday is International Doll Day. So why not International Creepy Doll Day?
Haunted. Isn't that just redundant?
Dolls will never not be creepy.
Now, Elena, you have a friend who actually has a movie that's coming out this fall as well.
Death Note. I'm so excited. Adam Wingard, who also directed Your Next and VHS. Amazing, amazing director. Actually went to school with him back in Alabama, and he's just an awesome guy. So he's going to be directing Death Note, and he's doing his adaptation of it for Netflix. So it's going to be pretty cool because it has a lot of the same themes as the manga, but he's also kind of taking creative license to make sure that the new environment is adapted and that it's not just trying to force something that wouldn't work into a new
It looks amazing.
So I'm
looks
really, really excited. Good. I can't wait to see what he's going to do.
I just saw the
it.
Trailer today and I was like, wow, where did this come from? I have never heard of that.
And I know some of the producers from it, and they did, like, they did the Lego movie and other stuff too. Like, but it's crazy because they're producing It and that one, Death Note.
Oh, It and Death Note are both from the same producers?
Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that.
Which is cool. And then also, Happy Death Day is going to be coming out that Universal Pictures is doing with Blumhouse. And Blumhouse always does something for Halloween Horror Nights, too. So we're excited to see if it's going to be Mazes or Scare Zones, or if it's going to be tied into this movie, or if it's going to be Conjuring or Insidious. So we'll see when we get the announcements on those. So.
That's awesome. Keep us posted on that. Keep us posted. And also, Happy Death Day, if you guys don't know, it's a great combination. If you've seen Groundhog Day, it's kind of a combination of Groundhog Day and some kind of slasher movie.
Every slasher movie, basically. Yeah. So the premise is she dies every day. She relives her own murder, but she gets clues, depending on how she's killed, to try to find her murderer. So that she can stop herself from getting murdered every single day.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. It's kind of like an episode of Supernatural. Where
there was an episode.
Yes! Slasher mashup, right?
Yeah, it's a slasher. But there was an episode of Supernatural. Slash-up. What were you talking about?
Yeah, where Dean gets killed, like, over and over again. And stuff. But the brother, you know, like, he...
Re-slash.
Yeah, he's the one that keeps waking up after his brother dies.
I think it's great. Yeah. Hey, and Cheeseman, October 20th has two movies that kind of are throwbacks to the, like, 70s and 80s. What are they?
The what?
Okay. October 20th, there are two movies coming out. They're throwbacks to movies from the 70s and 80s.
Oh, those ones. Oh, well, Chucky. Cult of Chucky and Leatherface, Texas Chainsaw. So watch both those trailers.
Yep.
And it's interesting because the Chucky one, like, he's not all stitchy looking. At least in the trailer, he may be at some point in the movie. But they kind of almost kind of went back the old look of him before he got all jacked up. And then the Leatherface one, that looks pretty intense. I've had a hard time watching any of the remakes just because they're almost like too much. I like kind of the old school one, feels kind of that weird, like out in the country, your car could break down and you run into all these crazy people.
I don't know. I felt like the Jessica Biel Texas Chainsaw Massacre was a really good remake. Like,
it was horrifying, disturbing.
I thought it was so good. But, because somebody who loved the original, I was like, there's no way I'm going to like this remake. Like, I went into it like,
to hate it. Ready to
we'll see. No, they didn't.
I felt so disturbed.
You did?
So good. I felt disturbed when I saw the remake of Texas Chainsaw. Yeah.
Well, I'm super stoked about that. I'm not Leatherface. Cult of Chucky. I grew up in the age of Chucky, so I'm kind of glad to see Chucky back on the
Chucky
scene.
Chucky boy.
And then, finally, October 27th, Halloween is being reclaimed by the people of Saw. It's Jigsaw. I never got it. Jigsaw. That kind of makes sense. You know,
it's like me and pancakes. I was always blew my mind one day when I'm like, it's pancakes in a pan.
That is so true. Yeah. But the trailer looks pretty intense. It looks pretty good.
Is he alive? Is he not?
Nobody knows. But there is one movie I do want to talk about today. If you're watching the show live, today is July 31st. Exactly.
Happy birthday, Harry Potter.
It is Harry Potter's birthday.
Oh, but there's something else.
The it's more related.
Exactly 30 years ago to this day, and we're showing the trailer right now.
There's a great movie.
What I consider the greatest vampire movie of all
Best
time.
Best mullet movie of
the
all time.
The Lost Boys. There's Jamie Gertz in one of her first roles ever.
Welcome to
this. Oh, hello.
And this is The Lost Boys. I loved it. It was filmed up in Santa Cruz, which they call it Santa Clara here, but they had to change the name because apparently Santa Cruz got upset being called the murder capital of the world.
Yeah.
The good days of Joel Schumacher.
They don't know
Schumacher.
Good marketing.
I know. And that's back. What's his, Jason Patrick back when they were trying
and
to make Jason.
Of course, Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, the mullet days. Yes.
The blonde mullet. But Point Break with vampires.
Oh, you know those vampires they hired were just male models. They didn't know how to act well, obviously.
And
they
so it's like Twilight,
isn't it? Except for the short one. The short one, yeah.
Yes,
oh, the Frog
Corey!
Brothers. Yes. One of the best lines. You're one of us now, Michael. You sleep. What? You party all night, sleep
amazing.
All day,
and then it's also another anniversary as well.
I got that wrong. I was completely wrong. Please don't make me look bad. Yes, it is. It's
it is.
The
39th anniversary of Halloween.
Yes, yes.
You don't look bad. You're right, man.
Okay. Yeah, I was just jumping the gun
on
that one.
It's the 30th of Lost Boys, 39th of Halloween.
Exactly, exactly. I kind of jumped the gun, and on our run sheet, I said it's the 40th anniversary of
he
Halloween.
He was thinking of when he saw it on TV.
Yes, I saw it.
A year before it came out.
Well, the preview.
All right. So anyway, I just wanted to do a special call out to The Lost Boys. It's, in my opinion, the best vampire movie ever made. It was Joel Schumacher. He did it for Warner Brothers, and he made vampires cool. It was one of the first vampire movies. We're not talking about
One. I'm kidding.
This was the Batman's movie that was
Batman
great. Anyways, Elena, we got some cool TV shows that are hitting airwaves coming up, too.
There's a whole bunch of TV shows coming back. We got Walking Dead coming back in October.
Awesome.
Stranger Things.
My favorite.
We got some Stranger Things.
Yeah,
we
got your Stranger Things poster, too. Do you want to hold that to show off how cool it is?
This is the stuff I got at the Netflix offsite at Comic-Con. Let me show this off.
Yes. Ooh. Oh, so cool.
Can't wait. Yeah.
And then, of course, these little miniature Funko Pops.
So awesome. And then American Horror Story is going to be coming back, too. This one is Cult, which we know is going to have something to do with clowns, and we've heard political things. We don't really know what's going to happen, but they love keeping us on our toes.
Are you going to be hosting the after show?
Yeah, so I'll be back hosting with that.
So make sure you turn into the after show. Elaine will be hosting that.
Yeah, and then also Supernatural is going to be coming back.
Season 13, I think.
Yeah.
Thing.
That show is just...
Just can't kill it.
No.
Yeah. Just like the characters in the show.
They can send the characters to hell. They never die.
They've been hella back, and they even met God. So.
Yeah, they're all about it.
What do you do next?
So it's like, there you go. You just keep crushing it, I guess. I'm really excited. iZombie is going to be back. I love that. Love that show.
Such a clever show.
Is it weird that it makes me want to eat brains?
Yes, it's weird.
No, it's not, because the montages of her cooking, of Liv cooking the different brains, and every time it looks delicious.
Like really do a salad right now with brains.
Yeah. Like, does she just have these cooking skills beforehand? Is that part of being a zombie?
It started like in the later episodes, because at first it was just like she would just like chop it up and it looked like mac and cheese.
Mix it in
and
with
then it
stuff,
just got really
just
gourmet.
Like really good.
It's insane.
I want to be a zombie if it means that you just have delicious food all the time that has brains.
Sauteed brains.
Unless you just get the goop. Teen Wolf 2 is back. I do the after show for that one too. So if you guys are a fan of Teen Wolf,
fantastic.
Stick around on Sundays. And this week I won't be here because one of our producers is getting married and gonna go to her wedding, but we're gonna have Cody St. New, who plays Brett Talbot on the show. He's gonna be coming on, check that out.
You guys gotta have a big show there. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, Kylan Rambo will be next week. He plays Mason, so we always have the cast in on that one. So definitely check it out. Preacher, Preacher's back.
You also.
I don't host the after show for Preacher, but I love Preacher.
Sorry, force a habit. You have all the cool horror shows.
I did the red carpet for it when it first came out, and I got to interview all the cast, and they're awesome. They're absolutely amazing. The show is amazing. And last season, I'll say some people complained that it was a little slow. They were like, pick up the pace. Season 2 is just like... so
straight out of the gate.
Yeah, it's incredible. So definitely tune in. Definitely recommend Preacher.
Fantastic. And there's like this new show on Sci-Fi called Blood Drive.
Yeah,
so that's do you know what?
It's some kind of dystopian future, and they've somehow developed a way to power cars with blood.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, which Hull is better than Solar.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
And Face Off is back, too, on Sci-Fi. Oh, yeah, Face Off. Yeah. So that one's back, so check that one out.
That's awesome. This is a full fall, a full autumn. A great, wait, let's just call it Halloween season. Let's just call it what it is. Halloween season starts. The scare season, that's right. So we will, as the months roll on here, going into Halloween, we're going to be delving a little bit deeper into these movies. We'll be going and we'll be seeing them for you. We'll be doing some reviews for them. We'll be talking about them. And same thing with these TV shows. But and we'll also be keeping up with all the conventions coming up, everything that's coming up. And as we are... The last thing of the show today, what we want to do is we want to find out a little bit more about Scarily, what people can do while they're at Scarily, like the classes and some of the panels, some of the big panels that are going to be happening. For example, like you have like classes you have to sign up for ahead of time.
Yes. Well, we have two types of classes. Some of them are free, which are basically just you sit, you learn, you watch a demo, you interact. Like we're making Wonder Woman bracelets. We're going to be doing a Batman trivia, kind of make your own game and trivia class. We're going to teach you how to do haunted houses, do horror marketing, mm-hmm. If you want to start your own haunted attraction. But on the make and take side, this has a little bit of a pay to it because we just need it for the supplies for the educators. But you can literally actually take, speaking of Face Off, Skin Wars. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that show, but Kyle Vest, who is season two of Skin Wars, will be actually teaching classes on how to do full-on professional special effects makeup. There's an excellent list of educators that are going to be doing making different crypts, speaking of crypt keepers.
The art of turning wood into a rusted steampunk gear.
Right.
Wow. What
so
a great
for
class.
Cosplayers, you learn how to turn pretty much anything, probably this piece of paper or this angel. You can make it look really rusted if you wanted to, or creatures from the Dark Lagoon can be completely covered in rust.
And you guys always have some really good foam sculpting classes there
foam
as well.
Foam sculpting will be there. So yeah, Melissa Honzilla is going to be doing some foam sculpting, and also we have a whole list of foam classes as well. It's going to be amazing. I mean, I think in terms of education, if you really want to learn anything from better cosplay or horror, how to make things distressed, how to make them gory, bloody, down to how to build a haunted house in a very easy and ineffective, cheap way, it's really kind of a really great place to start, because these are the guys that have been doing this for years. They've done makeup and costumes for giant productions and attractions, and they come to basically share their knowledge, in many cases free of charge.
And you have a pretty cool film festival happening as well, some shorts and some different horror films going on with a lot of...
We talked about Phantasm. Also, Coffin 2 is opening at Scarily. And also, another excellent Q&A with cast and the creators. Haunters the movie, which has been really anticipated.
I've been looking forward to that, yeah.
So, yeah, that's been... They're going to do a sneak peek there and do a Q&A with the cast.
And can you tell us a little bit about Haunters the movie, people that don't know about
Haunters
it?
Haunters the movie, it's a documentary about... Haunters. Mm-hmm. So really kind of taking you behind the scenes of their dreams, nightmares, their daily lives.
The people who build and produce all
build
this,
and create these attractions. Okay. You know, what compels them to do that? You know, are they insane to do this? Are they, you know, just regular Joes? You know, you get to find out. You get to really follow the journeys of several of them and talk, listen to them kind of share their experience of how they got there and what brought them to the Halloween haunt industry. So...
What kind of questions do we have for Laura? Because last year you had the guys that they go sliding and they jump and they what is that?
That's actually the Decayed Brigade Slider Crew. And it's they're doing three shows every day.
So they're back. They're back.
They're going to be performing this year in our immersive Scarywood Dark Interactive Zone.
Oh, yeah?
There's this street in Scarywood, which is this little town out of place, out of time, which is called Slider Street. And instead of driving their cars down that little street, the weirdo residents of the town slide down it on their knee pads. So you get to see them, and there's actually slider clinics. So if you want to try to slide and learn what it takes, those guys are going to be there teaching everybody from toddlers to, you know, grandpas and grandmas.
And you say... Do you guys have some of the miniature haunts back this year?
Mini haunts are back. We have a UV black maze, so you can walk through in 3D.
You've got some escape rooms this year, too,
don't
you?
We have escape rooms, multiple escape rooms. We have the biggest interactive zombie infection game we've ever done. We premiered a similar experience about 3 years back, and we're bringing it bigger and better. So the entire show floor will be... engage this year.
Yeah, and without giving too much away, you actually experienced the float.
Yes, I did the float experience.
What was
the
that?
The IT float.
Yeah. The IT float.
Get your computer fixed.
Yeah. What's funny is when I read through the thing, for some reason, I'm so used to working with IT, I'm like, why am I reading it as IT? But yeah,
Try tagging them on Facebook or like Twitter, and like all the suggestions all come up. It's like, IT support, no.
I know. What'd you think of it?
It was amazing.
IT support group, maybe, but...
It was a good like 3 to 5, it was maybe like 4 or 5 minutes, but it was pretty intense. I mean, like if you're super afraid of clowns, I'm not really, and I was just kind of like laughing, kind of like he does. I'm like, oh, this is awesome, because you'd look down this way, there'd be something happening, and they were good at like drawing your eye, because that you'd have headphones on, you had the VR thing and stuff. So I even just kind of would like play around and act like I'm reaching for things and all that. And at one point, like you do come like face to face with him, and he's like right in your face, which to some people will be like horrifying.
That's awesome.
It was just a lot of fun, and yeah, if you can, definitely do it, because it was pretty sweet.
So there's a Rocky Horror sing along that's
Rocky
happening.
Rocky Horror sing along, zombie ballet, freak show. Going back to the panels and presentations, we actually have the TAPS Paranormal crew and sitting and down with the real
Ghost Hunters.
Ghost Hunters.
Yeah,
yes.
They're
the crew from Ghost Hunters, and they're actually sitting down with Patty Negri, who's one of our city's top psychic mediums, and she will be talking to them, you know, about their practices and are they doing the right thing?
I saw
not?
Them last year. It was an amazing presentation. It really is. I love that.
That's so fun.
For somebody who's not that into horror, I am really intrigued by this convention.
Well,
like,
it's
I want to do the classes. I want to do the escape rooms.
It's meant to be. I mean, Halloween is a lot of things for a lot of people. I love the horror and scary part, but I'm very much a Halloween geek and kind of cosplay geek. And for me, all of these things make up the entire experience. So it's not just about horror. I mean, horror is it's a aspect of what I think Halloween is. But I mean, many people. I mean, Star Wars was the number one, you know, selling costume for many years, and that's nothing to do with horror or anything.
Right.
But it's very much Halloween. So
that's right.
That's why, you know, we're branching out.
You mentioned some stuff about things for younger ages, too.
Yeah,
right?
We have a kids area, actually, that both days, if you want to just get tired of your children, you just need them to unwind. And we have people that will amuse them for a little bit for you. You have
you
to stay there.
Them
you cannot leave them behind because the monsters, you know, they get hungry sometimes. But, yes, we have kids activities all day long.
Cool.
And also, the thing that's kind of interesting, you're Spookeasy at Clifton's. That sounds kind of cool. Clifton's, which is the oldest restaurant in Los Angeles, and you guys are having a special after party over there?
Yeah, so Saturday night, they have let us into, they keep laughing at me because I call it the dungeon, but it's this like underground
basement
space that nobody ever goes into because it's not open to the public, really. But they've let us explore it. We're going to actually have
some pretty cool entertainment there
as well.
And you guys are having a party down there. And
we're going to literally haunt it. We actually have characters and characters that will be hiding in different dark corners throughout the party.
Awesome. Lauren, this sounds awesome. This sounds I've gone to Scarelay every year for the past 4 years. I don't think I went the first year. So I've gone for 4 years, so I can't wait. It's going to be a blast. If you guys have any questions, please tweet them to us. Send them to Laura. You can send your questions into @ScareLosAngeles is what it says, right? Scare Los Angeles. All right? And if you have any questions, please send those to Laura. It happens this weekend. We're going to actually have to wrap up here because she has an appointment to get to.
I have a massage to get to.
But the last thing we're going to do, if we have time, the last thing we're going to do as we close out, one thing that we want to do is always remind everybody it's fun. All this stuff is about fun. And Luke created this. I can't believe we're going to let this video show. It's a little bitty, like, 40-second video. Let's see. But we need the sound turned up in the video for it to work, if it does work.
Let's see.
And Scare Jim? Yeah, that's correct. This is me, and you got to turn it up a little bit. And we will describe what we're seeing. This is me walking in to my room.
Turns on the light.
Yeah, and then I don't realize it, but Michael Myers comes out of the closet right behind me.
Multiple angles.
And then... Okay, and then... Oh, I guess... slower and slower. So Luke has created this series of videos. He calls them the Scare Gym videos. And he's got about 50 of these things. And it's amazing I'm still alive. But anyways, these are great. We're going to be sharing a lot of these things on the website. If you guys have some of these safe but scary, spooky videos of scaring your friends and stuff, we would love to see them. We'd love to feature more of these because these are fun. So anyways, we just want to remind everybody, we got 3 weeks to Halloween. It starts today. Today starts the scare season. 3 weeks to Halloween starts today. Exactly 3 weeks from tonight.
You mean 3 months?
I am getting ahead of myself. Yeah. 3 months, three months. Boy, when the heck
I was going to say, that's fast.
How was that scare, LA? We got 3 months to Halloween from tonight. So have a lot of fun with it. We'll be here. We'll be here a couple times each month. Please subscribe to the show here because we don't know exactly when we'll be back, but it's probably in about a week and a half or something like that. So anyways, my name is Jim. I am the managing editor here at The Scare Guy, and you can find us at Scare. At the Scare Guy. I keep wanting to mix it up with my
other con guy.
I want to say the con guy because
you can also find us on theconguy.com. We do have a tab for the Scare Guy. So if you do mix up the two, it's okay.
The Scare Guy is the scarier side of the con guy. Derek, where can we find you? Say something clear because I'm messing up.
You can find me on Twitter at conguyderek, unless I find you first.
And at Scare Los Angeles on Twitter and Scare LA Con on Facebook.
Make sure you come down. Yeah. Everybody come out this weekend.
And LA Convention Center in person. Please be there Saturday, Sunday.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. You can also catch me back here on AfterBuzz TV doing all those after shows that we talked about. And then you can also check me out on RelativityPodcast.com, the sci-fi series that I got to do with Lee Shackelford, who wrote for Star Trek Next Generation, got picked up for a second season.
So congratulations! That's great. That's great.
Yeah, you can mainly. My name's Luke Cheeseman, and you can find me mainly on thescareguy.com or on the Instagram or Twitter. Just search it, or if you want to contact me personally, at conguyluke on the Twitter.
That is all we have for tonight. Have a really spooky time this week, guys. We'll see you back here next time. All right.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, I would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.